Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America! That's right. This is the Invent America segment of our show. We want to welcome all of you, along with my co-host, Miss Rita Crompton. She's on the line right now. Hey, Miss Rita, how you doing?
I am fine. It is so nice to hear your voice.
Yes, it is. We've been having a great time with this Invent America segment of our show. It's very important that we focus on trying to help these young inventors, inventors that maybe have a great idea, maybe they might not know the path to take, and maybe getting their invention to the market. And that's where your company, InventaLady.com, InventaLady, comes in, right?
Exactly right. And one of the things that we look at is, you know, I've learned over all these years that every American at any age can be an inventor. It doesn't matter if you are 65 or 15. You can be an inventor. And we see the range on that of just new improvements to existing products. It is so exciting. America invents because we invent America. And, you know, you can look at those words and play off them a dozen different ways. So, you know, it's really important because, you know, that inventing industry has become, you know, kind of predatory. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about after the first of the year is what do you need to be careful of? But one of the things that we're trying to do here is help inventors make the right choices. You know, you can buy your way out of almost any problem in America, but it's not fun because it usually costs a lot of money. So we want to be able to avoid that because those dollars in the inventing world are really precious.
Before we get into new business and our guests for the week, any announcements you want to share with us? I know we have the trade show coming up, the International Building Show, the National Hardware Show, the Kitchen and Bath Show has combined all three shows together. It's going to be in Las Vegas this year, I think the middle of January towards the end of February. Is that correct?
Well, the show is going to be January 31st, February 1st, and February 2nd. So it's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it will take the entire convention center. It's going to be huge. And this is the first time they've combined all those shows. So it's exciting to be able to go because if you're an exhibitor in one, if you go with us as, you know, part of the Inventor Lady team, then you can access all of the shows. And one of our guests today is Debbie McManus, and she is an account executive with the National Hardware Show. So she's going to be talking about some details. We still have 5 spots open on the Inventor Lady team. So if you're an inventor out there and you are patent pending and you have proof of concept prototypes, or you're even at the point where you could take orders, get in touch with me because once our spots are full, they're full. and that's about all we can do with it. So we've still got some openings. Would love to have all of those American inventors out there who are getting teed up and ready to show off. Join us.
Now, I've been getting swamped on Young Inventors has been listening to a new segment of the show. Pretty much they want to know the process of how to get on the show. As you know, we do not charge. I want to mention that to my audience. None of our guests that we have on is paying for any time to come on this radio program. Is that correct? So there's no fee. We're not a pay-to-play network, right?
Exactly, exactly. There are no fees for our inventors. Now, we are looking for sponsors. So if you're a service provider out there and you're saying, I want to be part of this, then by all means, get in touch. But for the inventors, you're exactly right. There is a form on the Inventor Lady website when you click on then the radio show part of that where they can fill out a form. It drops right into my email database, and I can see everybody that's put information in there. And as we go through then the different topics, what we will do is reach out and say, all right, this is the topic that we're talking about. Where are you in the process? And there's some questions there, so we kind of have an idea. But if somebody wants to participate with us, we are looking for guests.
And again, I want to make a point. You don't have to have your product ready. I mean, you might want to come on and just, even if you have an idea, without exposing your idea, but maybe we can help you come on the show and guide you on what you need to do in the process. So we're not limiting to somebody that is distribute ready. You follow me? We open the doors to everyone, right? We want everybody to participate.
Right, right. And for anybody out there that's, you know, a little bit, you know, concerned about it, or they figure they're not quite ready, they can join us at the Inventor Roundtable meetings because, again, they're free and they're virtual. There's the Inventors Roundtable Virtual West coming up this Thursday, but they're always on the second Thursday. And then there is another one called Inventors Roundtable Virtual East. We're not doing one in December because it would fall right during that Christmas holiday. But they're on the fourth Mondays of every month, and they're free. And a lot of times we will have guests on the Inventor Roundtable meetings who were guests on the radio show. So people then can say, well, you know, I wanted to ask you about this invention and what'd you do and stuff. So now they can actually see then some of the sponsors on the virtual meetings, and they can talk to some of the guests that we've had on. So it's a great kind of, you know, circle that we have created where they, you know, they can hear something, they can get on, they can actually talk to these people, not necessarily face-to-face across the table, but certainly, you know, virtually. And then they can participate with us as well, you know, for the guest spots.
Yeah, and what I like to do in 2023 is find someone in the beginning stages of this, and I want to monitor them and track them as they go through the whole process. I know that's going to be hard to do, but I think between me and you, we can do this the way we could take a company that's, say, that's already applied for their patent, or maybe going to apply for the patent, or maybe they got their patent pending process protection, as you call it. What do you call it again when you have to apply to just protect yourself before you even get the patent? Use that term.
Well, you can file the provisional patent application.
The provisional patent application. That's
correct.
What I'm talking about. Yeah.
You can file the provisional, and then you've got a year to kind of fine-tune your design work, maybe start getting something out there. And for a lot of inventors, you know, a lot of them will be going with us to the National Hardware Show, and that's all they have filed is a provisional. But now they can get information about pricing. They can get information about packaging.
Yeah.
You know, the interested parties that may want to participate with them and as distributors and manufacturers. And those are all important things that, you know, for inventors in the early steps, that it's so expensive to do some of that. And this gives them an opportunity to really gather that information.
Don't you think it'd be a good idea maybe to monitor one of these and maybe every other month get them on and say, hey, this is...
Yeah,
maybe keep interviewing them in the process and wear that in the process to help other people. Because the whole goal of this show is to really help young inventors to bring their product to market. Because when that's done, it just makes this whole country strong again as we manufacture in this country, as we develop in this country, as we invent in this country, instead of offshoring all the stuff overseas and making other countries rich on our expense, you know? Well, Rita, hold on right there. We got some guests coming up. And but don't go nowhere. Along with my guest, Miss Rita Crompton. Miss Rita Crompton, I apologize. The Inventor Lady herself. I am the Cajun contractor, Michael King. You're listening to the Invent America Show.
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water-soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com.
one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, welcome. That's right. I am the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. Hey, Rita, we got a great, great hour for our guests, and why don't you introduce our first guest?
I am happy to introduce Frank. And Frank, if I, you know, spill all over your name, please forgive me. This is Dr. Frank Stampinato, and I did practice that a couple of times, Frank. And, you know, it was funny because we talked in that earlier segment about, you know, young inventors. Well, young can be, you know, that they're just getting started in the process or that they're, you know, 15 years old. Dr. Frank has 30 years of senior private practice with leadership experience, and he's an expert in federal acquisition, procurement, and leadership development. Well, with all of that, he still finds the time to invent. And so he is the inventor of the fire bag. It is an easy, quick, convenient cleanup for your fire pit. So with that, Frank, tell us a little bit more about your product, you know, kind of just a quickie on how you came up with it and what it does.
Okay, well, thank you, Rita, and you said my name perfectly, so great job on that. So what happened was I'm living in the Northeast, coming from the Northeast, but now they're all over the place. I was big on fires and fire pits. You know, in the winter, we love a fire pit. And I got to a point where, you know, the fire pit was great, but then when everything burned up and you had to clean it out, that was the inconvenient part of the fire pit, right? So I thought, you know, something simple. What could I do to make cleanup easy with a fire pit, any size fire pit? And I thought, well, let's put some kind of an insert, something into the fire pit where you could put all the wood and everything on and burn it, let it burn, you know, all the way down. The next morning, just close up the bag and discard it in the trash. And so I thought about that idea for a while. Matter of fact, I thought for probably for too long. And then I finally decided to go forward. And, you know, because there are certain things you think about, and you'll probably ask me questions regarding that. But, you know, when something is needed, and it's, especially when it's simple, you think, oh, it's got to be out there, right? But if it turned out that it really wasn't.
So, well, and that's so cool because I live in the forest on 17 acres and we actually have three different fire pits on our property and we do use them all and cleaning them out is kind of a stinker. So I do get it and I understand the need for it, but you are attending the National Hardware Show with us this year in January. Tell me kind of what your expectations are, why you're going, and why you're so excited about launching at the show.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it because, well, this is my virgin trip to the National Hardware Show. And, I'm interested for two reasons. First of all, I mean, the exposure that will come for all of these. I mean, if you look on the list of the attendees, the retailers, wholesalers, I mean, everybody is going to be out there. So many people from big and small and medium organizations. And the exposure is going to be just out of this world, number one. But number two, I also want to learn. I mean, I want to learn from the veterans, the invention veterans out there who've been to the show before, you know, who've displayed their products and who have, you know, come to be able to actually get their products to market and get them out there. So, those two reasons are, you know, my big reasons for going to the hardware show.
Dr. Frank.
And we are looking forward to having you very much.
Yeah, Dr. Frank, Cajun Man here. I tell you, you so far ahead of the game, you just don't realize how far you are ahead of the game till you get there. And you said the main thing is exposure and get a chance to talk to other other inventors on their trials and tribulations to help you not make the mistakes that were made prior to you that eventually can save you a lot of money. That's the bottom line, Dr. Frank.
Yes. I just regret it took me so long to realize this.
yeah. And I tell you, I've been doing this. I'm entering my 25th year, my 25th show. When I could recall when I, you know, decided to start a home improvement talk show. Nobody knew who I was. I was competing against the big boys, kind of, even though I'm not a product, but yet I am a product. But but it's the same way for me. I remember going to my first show. People didn't know who I was. But I came out like a gangbanger, and I gave the energy, and I put some good positive energy out there, and everybody was just attracted to this Cajun guy. You know, he talks funny. You know, he's from the South. He's Cajun. But at the end of the day, boy, did he put out some good information, and that's how I met Miss Conklin. That's how I met you. And you said, "Hey, I got a gravitude to this crazy guy." You know,
I know, right? And look at us now, right?
Yeah. 20 some years later, me and Rita was having a conversation off the air, and I said, "Rita, when I first started this thing many moons ago, there was like 10 home improvement shows. I think it's down to 3 now. So you won't see a whole bunch of, radio broadcasts out there because they're gone, and we're still here. I don't know how, Dr. Frank. I don't know how, but we're still here. But what advice can you give our new inventors, Dr. Frank?
Well, I was thinking about kind of 2 pieces of advice. First of all, when you come up with an idea, don't think, well, it's got to be out there. I mean, that's the first thing I thought, right? I thought something so simple, it's got to be out there. Now, there are things out there that are kind of close, but I was able to distinguish mine to make it, able to be, get a patent. And so the first thing I would say, don't tell yourself, oh, it's got to be out there. It's got to be out there, because that's what I told myself for a long time. The other thing I would say is the first thing I did, and this is just my own personal self speaking, is I looked to protect the idea.
There you go. We're out of time, my friend. I hate to cut you off, which is up against the clock. Hey, but Dr. Frank, we can find you on the InventorLady.com website, right, Rita?
Yep, correct. That's for sure.
Well, good luck to
you. And the hardware show.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to meeting you when I'm out there, Dr. Frank. So thank you so much, Dr. Frank, the firebag. Dr. Frank, I ain't even bother pronouncing your last name. I can't handle it.
That's fine. That's fine. Thank you, Michael, and thank you, Rita.
All right, we're going to take a short break, Rita, and we're going to come back with another guest, another topic, right here on the Invent America part of Home Talk USA. Yay! Y'all come back now, yeah?
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA News Update. The winter storm that's plunging temperatures across the country could produce the coldest Christmas Eve on record in several cities in the U.S. Forecasters say Tallahassee and Atlanta are expected to record their coldest ever daytime high Christmas Eve temperatures. Forecasters warn that exposure to such conditions can cause frostbite within minutes. Christmas weekend weather will be mostly uneventful in Northern California, but a major atmospheric river series of storms could cause problems. Meteorologist Courtney Carpenter with the National Weather Service in Sacramento.
Probably the heaviest rain will be on Tuesday and Thursday with storm number 1 and 2, as well as some winds with that system on Tuesday.
In NFL action later tonight, the Dolphins welcome Aaron Rodgers and the Packers to town. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
That's right. Welcome back. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. That's when we're live every Saturday evening. That's from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock Central Time. So check out the Genesis Communication Radio Network, or you can go to our website at the HomeTalkUSA.com website. All right, Rita. Wow, we had a great guest. But hey, we got a real guy coming up, Mr. Dave Fiegel, right?
That's right. Dave is, you know, and it's funny because we've talked about this. Dave is 79 years old. I hope you don't mind, Dave, that I'm telling your age, but he is a Navy veteran. He was on every destroyer in the Pacific Fleet in the early 60s, experienced wow. as a machinist, manufacturing machine tools, moving on to sales positions, bar and restaurant owner. My goodness, David, you have done everything, including inventing. But, you know, it's funny because, you know, our inventors are young in their experience, but actual age has nothing to do with whether or not you're a good inventor or not. And you, my friend, are the inventor of Clean Can Solutions, having painted a house recently. I understand the need for this. So, Dave, tell us a little bit about your invention.
Very well. Well, thank you for the opportunity. This was an idea that came to me. The same thing you faced when you went to do some painting. My wife, we moved into a new home, and my wife wanted me to do some touch-up work. And locating some of the old paint cans for the touch-up, one of the problems that everybody has is being able to reuse that paint because the tops are usually sealed in, and then you prime up, you destroy the top, you make a mess, the paint becomes unusable when you do get the film off of it. And I thought that problem could be solved. So I went to work on figuring out a way of doing that and contacted a local injection molding company in Muskegon, Michigan. And we developed a system for putting a ring inside the can once you take the lid off, thereby eliminating the reservoir at the top of the can. And in order to keep that sealed during the use, whether your project is an hour, a day, a week, a month, even tested to over 6 and 8 months and still keeping the paint fresh, we have a lid that just sits on top of it and creates a slight vacuum in the can, and it keeps the paint from developing a film on it. You can pour out of the can, you can paint out of the can, whatever you want during the time of use. And when you're done with your project, you pull the ring back out, put your original lid on, and it's just like a new can of paint the next time you open it.
Yeah, you know, a paint can, that is one of those things that you know from the moment you buy it at the store, it is going to be a mess. And so the clean can solution actually, you know, it's like, oh, I can do this now, and I am not going to make a mess and get paint all over and running down the can and all over the floor and blah, blah, blah. You've solved that problem that everyone who's touched a paint can knows what it is. We can all relate to it. So this year, you are going to then launch your product at the National Hardware Show. Tell us, you know, kind of why you're going to the show.
Well, exposure. The exposure to people that, ironically, you'd think by looking at it, it'd be a self-explanatory thing, but it's an item that hasn't been available before. So sometimes people look at it without really knowing how to use it. And so we want to get the exposure out there. It's a short learning curve. And at the point that my brother and I and my wife, that all three of us are involved in this, at the point that we are, and you mentioned my age, we do not have a desire to be in the manufacturing business for a long time, but we'd like to get the product out there. So we'd like to partner with somebody that has the ability to market the clean can solution and develop the market for it. Now, we do have an arrangement made with the manufacturer that we've got. He's got a tool set up for the production of this, and he said that as the demand grows, he will commit to the equipment and the facilities necessary to keep up with the demand. So we hope we give him a challenge there.
Right, right. So what we're looking for then is somebody at the show who's going to license the intellectual property for you, and they will take over then the making and the selling and defending the patent and all that wonderful stuff so that you guys can go to the bank and cash the check as opposed to taking money out of the bank.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Dave, you're way ahead of the game, and that's the biggest decision a young inventor has to make, whether or not they want to manufacture themselves or get that license agreement. And I always like to tell, my experience that I've been doing this for well over 20 years now is that, you know, if you're going to be a one-trick pony, the best thing to do is get that licensing deal. And I know it's kind of hard because some inventors fall in love with their idea, and they won't let their little baby go away. But at the end of the day, it's not doing you or your product to get that exposure when it's not just manufacturing, but it's also the distribution and distributing it. So you're way ahead of the game, Dave, if your mommy's telling you that.
Well, thank you.
You know, and I always tell inventors, it's like, you know, a good invention is like a child. You conceive it, you nurture it, it sucks you dry, you throw it out. And until you get to the point where you can throw it out and license it for somebody else to make it, it will never grow up and take care of you.
That's right.
So you've got to be able to get it out there in a good way that the royalties come back to you.
Yeah. What advice would you give them?
The dollar is an important thing, but not the only thing. And although I have a lot of ideas that have been good, some not so good, a person can't be involved in every aspect of it. The distribution and the development of it would be better served by somebody that's used to doing those things instead of somebody that sits around making things. So that's kind of the
You're
way
exactly
I look at
right.
that.
Well, Dave,
that's
there's music.
We are.
Dave, there's music. I'm up against the clock. I got to pay some bills here. I got to hear from some of our great sponsors. What's that website? You have a website, my buddy?
We do. It's called Clean Can Solutions at AOL.com.
Wow, that's
no,
just
no, no, that's
no?
your email address. It's cleancansolutions.com, everybody, for the website.
Clean.
I'm not much of a techno geek.
That's right. Cleancansolutions.com.
All there
right.
you go.
All right, Dave. Thank you so much.
Thank
on behalf of
thank
Rita,
you.
Thank you so much. Well, great guest, Dave. Thank you, Dave.
You're
hey,
welcome.
Rita. Hey, Rita, we got another guest coming up, right?
Yes, we do.
Why don't you tell my audience right quick, just the name and the product.
Debbie McManus, and she is actually going to talk to us about the National Hardware Show and why a good professional show is a good place to launch.
All right, let's do that. All right, we're going to take a short break. Got to pay some bills. Please visit our website.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Yeah. Welcome back. That's right. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. We got some exciting, exciting announcements we're going to be making at the end of the show, so stay tuned right here. But this is the Invent America part of our show. And while we're talking, trying to helping all the great inventors out there, trying to get their product to market and kind of give them an education and a path to success. And one of the missing links that we never talk about is these trade shows, these professional trade shows, these consumer trade shows. And I need to tell you, that's where I became first noted. Right, Rita, when you first found me a long time ago doing my radio program from the National Hardware Show when it used to be in Chicago, Illinois, a long time ago. People don't remember that. It was in Chicago. It wasn't in Las Vegas or Orlando.
That was
in Chicago.
Yeah, so. Chicago. Yes, and that was a long time ago. And, you know, we've talked, you know, through the show now about some of the early stages and the intellectual property and all of that. But, you know, today we're talking about the fun part. You know, how do you get to that fun part of being able to show off? And the best place to show off, Michael, is at a professional show. And so that's what we want to talk about is how do you use, at this point, a lot of people have kind of spent through their budget. So what is the best use of the few marketing dollars that are left? And it's going to a professional show.
Great. I think you have Miss Debbie McManus. She's on the line right now, right? Why don't you introduce her?
Yeah. Hello? Yeah, hello.
Debbie McManus has been my account executive for over 10 years. She's been with the company over 20 years, and she helps me set up the best presentations that I can have at any given time. So, Debbie, one of the things that we wanted to do, first of all, thank you so much for giving up some time this afternoon to join us. But a lot of inventors don't understand. They think, well, I'll go to this show that's, you know, downtown anywhere. So tell us, what is the difference between a professional show and a show that's open to the consumer?
Okay, yeah. A professional show, better known in the trade show world, it's called a B2B show. And a B2B show, the attendees are professionals. And with a National Hardware Show, those professionals are retailers. And those people have decision-making power. They have decision-making power about what happens within their stores, and it opens new business opportunities. A consumer show is better known in the trade show world as a B2C show. And so that can be, you know, that can be a state fair. That can be a Comic-Con. The people there are passionate about products, but they might not, you know, they wouldn't have the buying power that retailers would at a professional show. There's a lot more opportunity to grow your business at a professional show, at a B2B show.
Right, because when you're talking to one person at the professional show, it's a B2B show, you're talking to someone who's representing now, you know, hundreds of consumers or, you know, 1,000 different retailers, as opposed to one consumer buying one of your products.
Correct. Yep. There's a lot more opportunity for a B2B.
Right. And that's so important for an inventor to be able to talk to, you know, 10 retailers rather than 10 consumers.
Correct. Yep. Exactly.
So, makes a big difference. And there's usually a lot more media there doing coverage as well. And that media then goes out all across the country in a variety of ways. It's just like Home Talk there, you know, going out over syndicated channels nationally as opposed to one local station covering it.
Yes. Yes. That's correct.
So what is the benefit then? Why is going to that professional show the best use of advertising dollars? I mean, when I look at what an inventor can spend hiring a marketing firm as opposed to going to a professional show, it's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, being at the show, it's going to give you the opportunity to connect with these industry professionals for 3 days under one roof. If you were to do that on your own, I mean, you wouldn't be able to. First of all, logistically, you wouldn't be able to. You'd have to make appointments, which are difficult and near impossible to get with companies, and make appointments and fly there, and it's just much more of a challenge. When you're at a trade show under one roof for 3 days, people people can find you because they know you're there. You know, they're looking at the website, the exhibitor list beforehand. And then also, they can find you just by chance, which they might not have been looking for you. And they see you just by chance because your product, you were physically at the show and they got to see you.
Debbie, hold on that thought right there. There's the music. Sure. Got to step away. Can I hold you for the next segment, though? Don't go nowhere, okay?
Sure.
All right, we're talking to Debbie McManus. She is with the National Hardware Show. She's an account executive over there. We're talking about how important it is to display your product or services at one of these national professional shows. All right, Rita, we're going to take a short break right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming live at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. I'm the Cage Man along with the Inventilator. We're going to be right back. Wrapping up. Yay! I'll come back now. You hear?
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all-organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All-organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back. We're talking to Debbie McManus. She is an account executive for the National Hardware Show. And Debbie, before the break, I need to tell you, I really enjoyed what you were saying and the advantages of participating in one of these professional shows like the National Hardware Show. And not only, and I want to add this to it, but you might come to that show and maybe there might be a competitive there, and it also give you a good chance to gauge your competition. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we got to go. If somebody wanted to exhibit, what is that website? It's the nationalhardwareshow.com, right?
Correct. The nationalhardwareshow.com.
National Hardware Show. Well, Devin, we got to run. We're just simply out of time. Rita, man, thank you for bringing Debbie with us, you know?
Absolutely. We'll get her back on. We'll get her back on after the show.
Yeah. As we get close to the show. All right, we got to go. We're just out of time, Rita. Wow.
Thank you.
Rita, give us your website again.
InventorLady.com, or you can give me a call anytime.
Till next week, I want to thank you. I'm the Cajun Man. Yay!
Home Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparra. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Prolific Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com.
Yay!
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.